So the U.S. women's team, relay team, had a great day today. They took home a bittersweet bronze in very tough conditions in Lillehammer. And really snowing the whole race, so it made for very tough skiing. But the gals, Keegan Randall, Sadie Bjornsson, Liz Steven, and Jesse Diggins, proved they're a force to be reckoned with on the international playing field. And a couple of mishaps cost them the silver, but they still took home a bronze. And we're going to talk with all the team members and start with Keegan Randall, who had a great classic leg. Keegan, are you on the line?
Yes, here I am.
Okay, all good. So great day for the girls. Yeah, of course, I think you were hoping for more, but still never tough to leave a race with a podium finish. Talk about the race a bit.
Yeah, you know, we learned some really good lessons last season. We were obviously so stoked with our third place in Yalivari last year. It was a historic day for us. But then at the next relay in Lac Lauzat, you know, we were fighting with the back of the pack. So we've definitely realized that when we put together a great day, we are in the fight, but we don't take anything for granted. So I was quite anxious leading off the first leg today, getting out and warming up in the soft conditions. It was definitely tricky to get the skis just right. And I knew it was going to be, with the two big climbs out there, it was going to be challenging. But I was really psyched, and I knew I'd have that team energy behind me. So when I got off to a good start, I decided to take the lead and be able to ski my own tempo. And even though I was maybe breaking track for everyone else, to me that felt good to control the pace. And then when Wang went on the second big climb, I had the great energy to kind of follow her. So it was a really fun leg on my part, and I was super confident tagging off to Sadie that if I got my job done, it was going to be a great day from there.
Yeah, absolutely. You looked fabulous out there, and we were all watching you at the front for almost the whole leg, and conditions were really brutal, weren't they?
It was definitely quite a different day from yesterday. Yesterday was just hard tracks, bomber kick. Today, you had to kind of finesse things a little bit. It was hard to see out there. The track was really uneven, so you really had to keep – I mean, it was tough to keep your balance out there. I had a couple close calls. But it made for kind of a fun day. You know, when it's epic conditions like that, you really find your groove out there. So I was super psyched. I mean, today is an amazing day for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, watching you ski out there in your 5K, I mean, it has to be one of your best 5K ever, I would think.
I was just happy to feel good. You know, I knew things went fairly well yesterday, so I knew I could be strong. And but in these kind of classic conditions, anything can happen. So just decided to go out there and ski hard from the front, and it worked out.
How did the transition go with Sadie?
It was seamless, yeah. As we came into the stadium, I knew we were in a good position. There was no need to try to get us out front because I figured I'd just tuck Sadie right into the pack, and came through, had a great tag, and off she went. So it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess you were on the sidelines watching the whole thing unfold and seeing the excitement build, eh?
Yeah, you know, it's really fun to ski the first leg because you kind of get the all the butterflies out of the way with your race being done, and then you watch your teammates do their thing. And like I said, I have such tremendous confidence in our girls that, and it was so cool to see our second team right in the hunt as well. I mean, that was really cool. And, you know, I just, every leg, the girls skied incredibly gutsy, and it was great. It was so fun to watch Jessie reel in that Finnish girl. And, you know, with a little bit better luck today, we could have been fighting for the silver. And just to know that is awesome.
Absolutely. It was very exciting. And you were in the hunt from the start. The team, too, was also right there, in the top 10. And everybody skied really well. So very encouraging to see the whole team doing really well. So let's go to Sadie, okay? Hey, Sadie, how are you?
Great.
Very tough conditions out there. You put in a fabulous classic leg. It was great to see you skiing out there. Talk about your race and when you got tagged from Keegan. I think you were in second or third at that point.
Yeah, well, I haven't skied a second leg in years and years. I'm generally the one that's going out first and passing it off to everyone else. So it was exciting because Keegan really put me right in there. And then it was just fun from there. I knew Johaug was going to just charge from start, and mm-hmm. so I knew that we wanted to make gaps behind us as well, so I tried to just work with that Finnish girl and go hard. And you know, it was wild because with such variable conditions, like sometimes you're slipping and you're all over the place, and on a relay day you have to collect your mind and get back in it. And So today was fun for me in that way, just remembering just the vibe that comes with a relay race, you know.
You looked really smooth out there, and it was great to see you in the hunt. The conditions were brutal. Have you skied in those kind of conditions before?
Well, we have similar conditions on the glacier, but maybe a little different snow. But, you know, we've skied in so many conditions in our lives of challenging and sticking and not sticking. And today was just, it was fun to, put that on the side and find a way to make it work. And, you know, maybe there wasn't tracks, but everybody else didn't have tracks. And so it was fun to beat the weather, you know?
yeah, for sure. So the transition to Liz went smooth?
Oh, yeah, it was great, yep.
Were you surprised that you guys were so, were in the hunt for the medals at that stage?
No, I think that every single girl on our team and also on relay team too, you know, everyone's in good shape, but more so it's just impressive how everybody transitions into this incredible skier on relay day. And, I was happy and surprised, but not like blown away. I was like, okay, we're right where we belong.
Absolutely. Well, you put in a great leg and you had a great day skiing. Congratulations. And
thanks.
Let's pass the microphone, so to speak, to Liz. Hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm great.
Excelente. So a very exciting day for you gals. Talk about your leg. So I think you were in second or third when Sadie handed off to you.
Yeah. We were in third, right behind Finland.
Right.
Which was perfect. So I caught up to Kier 2, I believe it was, and skied with her for one hill and then decided I didn't want to be skiing behind her.
Yeah.
So I made a little pass and then really couldn't drop her the whole time, and she ended up dropping me at the end. So that wasn't ideal, but yeah, it was a good race. It was interesting. The snow was really coming down, and nobody had been in the skate lanes at all, so it was a little bit deep in places.
Sure.
Especially on the last climb, it was really tricky, and actually right where Jessie fell in her leg, I almost had a crash there as well. The tracks kind of splayed out. We were in the classic track on that downhill, and there were, like, just ski tracks that kind of left the track, and
yep.
We hadn't skied there for a while, so we just, like, didn't know they were coming, and, so I think what almost got me caught Jessie today, and it almost caught a few girls that I saw, so, yeah, and then I almost did a little digger in the stadium as well. I was pretty tired at that point, but I didn't go down, which was great. I was working on my sow cows, and then passed off to Jessie. I actually don't remember tagging her, so I hope I did.
Yeah, they weren't sure. We weren't sure what happened. The camera kind of went a little funny there, and they did say that they thought you'd went down, but it wasn't 100% clear, and you were so close, though.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So it was hard to know what happened.
Sweden was coming on hot, so I didn't really want them to go by.
She didn't give an inch.
Yeah, give an inch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it must be, you know, it's got to be tough out there when, you know, everybody's chasing you and conditions are like that, but you still got to keep your head together and still make the tag, like you say. And some very exciting skiing, Liz. Great to see you out there.
Thanks. Yeah, it was great to be out there. And fun to be on this team and really fun to have, like the girls said, two teams that were really strong today. Have eight women out there all racing.
Yes.
I mean, it's a big, big step for U.S. skiing for sure.
Yeah, so. It's got to be encouraging to see that the second team was doing really well as well.
I was pretty fired up for sure.
Liz, great talking to you. Thanks so much. And we'll go for the digs. Hey, Jessie Diggins, how you doing?
Good,
eh? So pretty exciting racing. You know how to make racing exciting for us fans out there.
Thank you. I didn't want it to get really boring with the straightforward sprint up. And so I was just, you know, trying to change it up a little bit.
Well, listen, you know, when you came, when Liz handed off to you, you knew that there was a challenge ahead. Obviously, Bjørgen was way ahead. But obviously the Finnish girl was right there. And how did things, you know, what was going through your mind when you got the tag and you knew the challenge ahead?
Well, I got the tag and it was only like, only like 10 seconds or so behind Finland. So it was so reachable, thanks to the way the team just set it up really well. I was really proud of them.
Sure.
Really proud of the service team because our boards are running fast. And so I wanted to make sure that I didn't go out so excited and so hot that I blew up, because the first, like, K and a half is basically all uphill. Mm-hmm. So it was going to be, you know, one of those things where in deep snow it would be easy to maybe blow up, but I was trying to ski conservative. And meanwhile, I could feel Sweden and Norway, too, like, coming up behind me.
Yep.
Probably trying to step on my poles. Just kidding. They didn't step on my poles. No, it was good. I was able to close down the gap about halfway through to Finland.
Yep.
And that felt really good because I was having a good day. And when you're having a good day, you know it and you feel good. And on the long climb, I was I made a move over the top to drop Finland.
Yep.
After the cameras, it was... over the top of the hill, there were some good V2 sections, so I dropped her a bit, so she wasn't able to draft me on the downhill, and I got in the tracks because they looked glazed and fast, or I say glazed in a very relative manner. No snow was actually fast up there. And then I just got settled in my tuck, and I thought I was doing good because the tracks looked really solid, and then suddenly they weren't, and I caught my tip in the powder and crashed really hard. Finland went by. I had to ski over the rest of the downhill bridge with one pole, which wasn't a great feeling.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that one pole skiing is starting to become rather my thing. So I was able to get a new pole from Norway, which was really sweet because they didn't have to give me anything, but they ran up and got me one, which was awesome.
Very nice.
That was really neat. Really good sports. And luckily, the gap was big enough that I was able to stay in third, which we're psyched with because that's really cool. Like, this early in the season, you know, I think everyone here is, like, working their way into the season.
Yep.
And for us to be able to put together a good day and get third, and, you know, if I hadn't fallen, I think I'd say there's a 95% chance we would have had a silver, which is also sweet, just knowing that the shape is there. You know, bad luck happens, and that sucks, but
yes,
it's bad luck. It's not a lack of, oh my God, I sounded so Euro. The shape is there. The shape is good. The skis are good. I am very happy.
No, it's a 100% right call, Jesse. It's, you know, when the cameras, we lost you guys, and all of a sudden we saw Finland, we knew something happened. And but hey, you guys were in the hunt from the get-go.
And that's what I'm really proud of everyone, because we were fighting the entire time. We never gave up. There is a little bad luck, but that's racing.
That's racing.
Happens, and we got our bad luck out of the way. Honestly, bad luck is kind of also relative because the silver is awesome. It's still our best result in the relay ever. We just tied ourselves. So I think things are looking really very much positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it was a great day. You guys made the racing very exciting. It was a pleasure to watch and see, you know, the A team and the team two do so well. And, maybe your thing about the pole and the... is we hope it's behind you anyways.
Thank you very much. Me too. I hope the same thing.
Very good. Okay, well, listen, Jess, thanks so much for taking time with us, and we wish you guys all the best, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, I appreciate it.